ever before. Give him a praise like never before. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. You may be seated in his presence this morning. We thank God for. You feel like praising God this morning? Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise this morning. Give God some praise. He's worthy to be praised this morning. 1 Samuel chapter number 19, verses 8 through 10. There will be glory after this. Perhaps the question that is most asked, maybe in the universe, the question of why, God? We often ask that question, why, God? As if God were to answer that question, somehow it would make our troubles, our situation, our circumstances a little bit easier to bear. We seek to understand what God is doing in our lives. Because the truth of the matter is, sometimes the things that we experience in life makes no sense whatsoever. You ever feel like life wakes up one morning and she drinks like a fifth of gin and you try to figure out what just happened? Because some things happen that is so crazy. There is no way of understanding what just happened.
All right, now.
But yet we go to God because we want to understand.
Yes.
And so if we can understand God, then we can estimate at how long we're going to go through something.
Yes. All right, now.
But his ways are not our ways. And so sometimes God allows something to happen and he sends us through a process in life, and going through the process, it is so that he can prune us. That is, he can cut away some things in life, and sometimes to cut away some people in life. And so once the pruning began, then God changed and he turns us to a direction where he can point us where we really need to be. So God can point us to our blessings, point us to something bigger in life, point us to something better in life, to shake off some things that we are attached to, because where we are is just the starting point. That's not where God is taking you to. God is always up to something. So sometimes God won't tell us in advance or even give us an indication of where he's taking us. And so you're sitting at home and you're chilling out, and then the phone rings and your whole day is turned upside down because somebody was in an accident, because somebody wrote this on you, because this just happened, and you were only sitting at home chilling, then all of a sudden your life is turned upside down. There goes life again. Drinking a fifth of gin. And so we try to make sense of what's going on in life. But the truth of the matter is, nowhere that God says, I need for you to understand me. He says, I need for you to trust me. When you begin to walk by faith, faith is attached to trust. And so you got to put your little hand in the hand of your Father, in the hand of the Savior. And so once you put your hand in God's hand, you understand that what you're going through is not comfortable. What you're going through, you don't like it. But you said, Lord, have your way.
Have your way.
And he says, okay. shows up and trouble asks you for money after the plumbing had already broke. Plumbing broke, and then the car breaks, and not only does the car break, now the child is in trouble. Not only is the child is in trouble, now your relationship is on the rock, and it seems like all of it happened on the same day. God, can you spread my troubles out just a little bit? Can you give me an opportunity to adjust to this one before I'm ready for this one? And he says, I'm going to put it all on you at the same time. Because God is ordering your steps. And the Bible declares that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And so here it is, God is up to something, moving you to a place that is beyond you. And the only way that you can stand there is to understand he did it. For the Bible declares that everything that happens in life is for his glory. And so God, who's a spirit, says they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So in other words, you have to step outside of you in order to see the manifestation of God. You got to step outside of you to be in fellowship with God. You got to come into union with God in order to see what God has in store for you.
Yes, Lord.
So he always shake up your little world. And he catches you on the days that you wasn't expecting. David is this little kid, and David is sitting on the back of the mountains, not doing anything to anyone, and along comes someone who wants to anoint David. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, yes, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, but God, can you not test me today? Can we wait until next week? Maybe next Thursday. I'll be ready, but not today. And so God comes in and he pulls little David out, and here it is, David, who was a shepherd boy, minding his own business, and God says, but I got a plan for you. You see, what God thinks about you is totally different than what you think about you. What God thinks about you is totally different than what Pookie and Ray Ray and all everybody else is saying about you. So we have to begin to pray to say, God, what do you say about me? Because I need to listen to what you said, because if you created me, then obviously you know where you're taking me to. And where I am is not where I'm going. Where I am is just my state in life right now. But I'm going to the other side with the same God who started it, who is able to finish the thing. And so here's David. David is doing nothing to no one.
Have mercy.
And God comes along, and God allows David to go before the king, Saul. Saul has issues with David because David's little light is shining brighter than his. You got some haters in your life that used to love you until you found your place in life. Until you really start shining. Until you really came into it and start doing your thing. But the moment that you begin to do your thing, expect people to come against you to stop the anointing, the God that is in your life. But they can't stop it, so don't spend too much time and too much energy wasting on people who can't stop you, don't believe in your dreams, can't finance your dreams, don't care about you anyway. Why are you worried about what they think, what they say? They can't stop you, so you might as well just continue to walk with God. God brings Saul in the presence of David. Saul is now hating David because David is getting all of the attention. It amazes me the small things that will make a friendship go south. Because you getting the attention. It amazes release me of the things that break up a household, break up a relationship, because you make more than me. It amazes me the things that send people out of control because somebody like you more than they like me. You know, if we're really in this thing together, I don't care who gets the credit, so long as God bless me. And if I'm standing next to you and God is blessing you, it just looks to me like I'm next in line for the blessing. Because God has no respect of person. If he do it for you, he'll do it for me. And so I need to begin to find out what it is that you're doing. Saul now wants to kill David. And he wants to kill David because he realized that David is possibly next in line for kingship over his son, Jonathan. Now, I know sometimes people have a plan. And people want to sit and they want to strategize. And you can do what you want. But the Bible says that my gifts make room for me. You can put your child and your friend ahead of me, but when God says promotion, God will jump over all of that little stuff, because God is not concerned with any of that. Because your gift has a way of opening doors for you. And when your gift opens doors for you, then God makes a way for you to step in. There's nothing like the favor of God. When God begins to favor you, he'll take your life, he'll take your don't have, he'll take your non-education, he'll take your non-everything and say, boy, I favor you. Girl, I favor you. My God, I got a blessing for you. And he'll begin to step over all of your life because God is taking you somewhere. Your gift will make room for you. See, when God begins to gift you, your gift becomes a shining star. And people can see the anointing in your life. You don't know why they don't like you. They don't like you because they see where you go. I wish you could see where God is taking you. The next time somebody comes up to you and start hating on you, remember, people don't hate people that they're not afraid of. People that they don't envy. And so as long as they're talking about you, they're just telling you God is getting ready to do something in your life. You need to begin to thank God for your haters in your life. You need to begin to praise God for all those that is lying on you. You need to begin to thank God for all those that tried to stop you. Because every time they tried to stop you, they just made an open door for your gift. Now notice we're talking about a gift. So that you can't take credit for what God is doing. See, no one can stop you but you. And the only way that you can stop you is that if you reject the promises of God. See, God has made this thing so simple. He says, wherever you go, he says, surely, make no doubt about it, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you. Here you come. You got trouble, you got baggage, you got issues. But he said, that's all right. Goodness and mercy still gonna follow you. Because you are gifted. Because you are anointed. Because you are favored by God. Don't worry about your skills. Worry about his salvation. Listen to this. God removed himself from Saul. Now, when God removes himself from Saul, remember that a man, we are three parts. We are spirit, soul, and body. Your body is what houses your spirit and your soul. Your spirit is your language, is your communication with God. Your soul is your thought process. And so when God removes himself from man, a spirit has to be and come inside of you. That's why you need to be careful when you're praying with people and praying for people and talking about rebuking a spirit, because spirits never die. They jump from here to here to here. And so you need to be careful of the people that you hang around with, because if you hang around with crazy folks, spirits begin to jump and you wonder why you do crazy stuff. company that you keep. And so the Bible declares that God allowed an evil spirit to come upon Saul. When the evil spirit came upon Saul, then Saul wanted to kill what God had anointed. Saul wanted to destroy David. See, because Saul looked at David and says, I can't stop David, so I better try to hold him back now. People may delay you, but they can't deny you. No. You can't stop me. Because what God has for me is for me. You may distract me temporarily, but if I seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the other stuff he'll add to me. God will take care of his children. God will make ways out of no way. God will supply your needs. Have you ever been in a situation, all your friends walked out, and that's when God walked in? He likes it like that. He likes it when everybody else so he can step in. Let him walk out. They make room for God. Let him deny you, but God steps in. Let him lie on you, but God is going to bless you. Let him curse you, but God is going to come in. That's why we need to thank God for our healing. You need to thank God for them dudes. You need to thank God for everybody that walked out of your life. Because they kept you on bending knees. They kept you praying. They gave you a closer relationship with God. So we need to begin to thank God. David find himself in a situation where he realized that he is anointed, but he doesn't know what to do with his anointing. Now that's a bad place to be. Is to be gifted and don't know what to do with your gift. Because you can be gifted and you are gifted to do something in the church, and there you are all in the club trying to use your gift. You've been there before where God has touched you and now you got your little Holy Ghost dance and you're all in the club and trying to drop it like it's hot, but you don't understand it no more. You know what it feels like when God bless you for to do something in the kingdom of God, but you bring it out of the kingdom, think you need to do something with it over here. When you understand that God bless you to be a blessing to someone else, the blessings that is upon your life, it's not for you. The blessings that is upon your life is to seed into the kingdom of God. And when you seed into the kingdom of God, one seed, expect 100 harvests. When you put one thing into God's hand, expect God to do more. Because God has a way of pressing down. And when God presses the thing down and it comes back up, you got blessing after blessing. You got more than an overflow. More than an overflow. You see, what Saul realized about David was that David was a shining star. And when you are a shining star, God still has to walk you through steps to get you on the stage. You can be a star, but you got to be ready for where you go. It's nothing worse than having something and don't know how to handle it. Imagine your child 16 years old and you giving your child a Corvette. He'll kill himself. So some things you got to step your way into. Some things is a process. Some things you got to walk your way into. And when you walk your way step by step, when you find yourself on the stage, you know how to act because you know ain't nobody do it but God. So ain't no need of me acting a fool, acting like I'm all this, because all the praise goes to God. All the praise goes to God. So God will anoint you And when God anoints you, always remember that your anointing is waiting for your arrival. Your anointing is already there, but your anointing is waiting for you to mature so that you can handle her. So your anointing is there, and so because your anointing is there, realize that in your anointing is an assignment from God. And because you're on assignment from God, what God has blessed you with, you will get it. Nobody can stop you, but don't you act a fool. You're anointed to do it. Your anointing is waiting for you to arrive. And so God has assigned you with something particular to do. And so God is saying, I need to walk you through the process in order to get there.
Yes.
You see, God has to crush you.
Yes, he does.
Before he can crown you.
Yes.
He has to beat you sometimes. Yes. Before you get your blessings. Yes. Sometimes God has to empty you. Yes. In order to empower you.
Yes.
And so sometimes it seems like God is going in the wrong direction, but he knows where he's taking you. He's taking you on an assignment that you are anointed to do, but you have to be ready when you get there. You have to be ready when you get there. Now watch this. When you arrive, always remember that wherever God brings you into, he'll bring you out of
it.
See, sometimes in life, when you begin to do kingdom work, the closer you get to God, the bigger your problems get. And you say, okay, something is wrong with this. Am I talking to somebody? Something is wrong with this. Because when I was in the world, when I was in the club, when I didn't care nothing about you, everything was going all right. And so here I am, trying to do what some God that I never seen tell me to do. And every time I try to move forward, I'm taking two steps back, it seems. So what's going on in my life? And so God is saying, but I'm bringing you into something, and you got to know that he who began a good work in you, he'll see you all the way through. Now unto him.
Now.
That is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above more than your little mind can think. I wish we'll begin to challenge God. I wish we'll begin to say, God, you said I can have it. I'm asking you for it. Move, Lord. Move right now. I wish we understood that we had angels that was assigned to us, and they're waiting for instruction from us. As soon as we the power, the anointing goes. I wish you understood what God has spoke over your life. I wish we understood the promises of your life. But we can't get excited because we don't know the word. If you need the word, then you can be excited. Because listen to what God says. He says, I created you to be the head and not the tail. Why are you trying to fit in? Why are you following people? He said, I didn't create you for that reason. I created you to make way for God. Nobody has never done it. I know, because you are anointed to go first. God is opening a door. God wants you to do a new thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know that will work because I was talking to my friend, and she told me about a friend of hers who tried to do it, and it didn't work for them. It wasn't supposed to work for them, because that blessing had your name. It's supposed to not work for them. That blessing waiting on you. I told you your anointing is waiting on your arrival. Your anointing is waiting for you to wake up. Whatever God brings you to, he'll bring you out. So God brought you into something. Don't look at what's around you. Your situations and circumstances is none of your business. Now what do you mean my situation and my circumstance is none of my business? Because you belong to the Lord. And so all of your stuff, he says, cast all your cares upon me. For I care about you. thing with you. I'm going to do a new thing with you. An issue with a star is that when a star begins to shine, other stuff has to be black around it in order for the star really to light up. I know it's hell and foolishness all around you, but don't worry about it, because your gift is making room for you right now. In a dark and sinful world, God is saying, I'm bringing you into something, because I want to bring you out of something.
Thank you.
So God begins to bring you into something, and he begins to walk David into his kingship, into being a star. And the moment that he begins to walk David into something, watch this. Listen to this now. Be very, very, very just in tune with this. David's crises never change his view of God.
All right.
In the midst of going through something, he never doubted God. Watch what God did, not to, but for David. The Bible declares that David was in Saul's house. Now, isn't it something when someone has so much hatred against you, but God is still in control, that God places you in their house and they take care of you while they hate you? But he's just waiting to really shine. And you are a star just waiting to be shine. So when we think of a star, we generally think of a star with 5 points. The number 5 in the kingdom of God represents grace. That is, the star that you are has nothing to do with you. The number 5 in the kingdom of God represents that you are in the control of God. God allowed an evil spirit to come upon Saul, but to show Saul, I even control the evil spirits in your life. I'm talking to somebody that's going up against something. I stood on my feet to tell you, God is in control of even your bad stuff. I came to tell somebody that enemy that you are afraid of, he no longer exists, because God got it in his hand. I came to tell somebody, in spite of you feeling out of control, God says, I got this thing in the palm of my hand. And so here's David. Has to go through the steps to be a star. And see, a star gives off light. And the Bible declares, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. In my bad situations, I'm going to let it shine. When you allow me, I'm going to let it shine. When I I'm going to let it shine. When I don't have it, I'm going to let it shine. When cancer think it has me, I'm still going to let it shine. Because even when I'm sick, I understand my healing. Even when I don't have, I understand that he has already promised to supply all of my needs. 4 points. 4 points in closing about a star. One, a star has a story to tell. We're all in here, but every star flickers in a different way. Because my story and what I've gone through, that's not your story. And you can't tell my story the way that I can tell my story. See, I gotta tell my own story. And so God sometimes, in the midst of me telling my story, will put me in the valley or on the backside of the mountain. Somebody who refused to open the Bible, but they need to hear your story. How he brought you out. Has God ever brought you out of something? How he made a way. Am I talking to anybody but God made a way? Where he supplies all your needs. Am I talking to somebody where God supplied all your needs? Where he gave you victory. Am I talking to somebody who God gave you victory? Where he give you a bounce. Where Satan knocked you down, but he got right back up. I'm talking to somebody that got some bounce. Where God gives direction. Where you were lost, but he said, step over here. And he blessed you over there. Somebody when it looks impossible, but God did it anyway. Now I talk to somebody in this place where who says, look, Lord, I don't know how it's going to work. And he says, just touch me. Every stone must have a story. And you can't tell my story the way that I can. My story is my testimony. And without a test, you never moan. But when God puts you in a place where you have to moan and you come through, you got a testimony. Because I moan my way through that. I didn't have the words to articulate. Lord, help me. Lord, bless me. Sometimes in life, you can't say what you need to say. But I'm glad the Holy Spirit can interpret my little moans and groans. I'm glad I don't have to dress it up. And now, dear Lord, I come to you on this gift day of Lord. I'm glad sometimes I can just say, Lord, I know. And he knows my ups, my downs, my ins, my outs. Don't God knows everything about you? You ought to give him some praise in this house. I have a story, but I have a testimony. And now when God gives me a testimony, I have to be careful that when God brings me through, that my alignment is with my assignment. In order for me to line up, it has to be in line with the assignment from God. Because God is speaking one thing over here. My blessings is over here. And I'm between the two. It just looks to me when God get ready to open the door, he's going to include me on the blessing. So I have to be in alignment with the assignment from God. James says we pray amiss. We pray and ask God for something. We never get it because we're not telling God what God told us. When you open up your word and say, God, you said, therefore I decree it. God, you said I can do this. I decree this. Because whatsoever said in heaven must be done on earth. Whatsoever I bind in heaven is bind in earth. Whatsoever heaven is speaking shall manifest on the earth. So I need to align myself with the word of God. I need to align myself with the will of God. I need to go after God's stuff, and God will take care of my stuff. Because there's nothing that you want that is greater than God wants you to have. So a star must tell a story, must have a testimony.
Yeah.
It must be in alignment, and it must revolve. It must spin around something. Watch this. If you have the stars and you have the planets that are spinning, but they're not connected to something. Now, it's not a direct connection. Watch this thing. It's not a direct connection. It's the energy from something else is keeping it on course. You've got a direct connection with the Holy Spirit that's keeping you connected. And if you abide in him, he'll abide in you. If you touch and agree with him, he'll touch and agree with you. So he says, now listen, you are revolving around me. So because we're revolving around God, we're connected with God. When God wants walks you through the steps and gets you on the stage.
Ooh, my God.
He wants you to stay grounded with what's sending you.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Stay grounded.
Stay grounded.
He says, you're a star.
Yeah.
You're going to make it to the stage.
Yeah.
But don't get cute when you get here. When I bless you, don't act like you did it by yourself. Because it was all God.
Thank you.
When he brings you to the point where God says, now I can open the door for you, he says, don't forget about me. See, God takes us through some things so that mankind will understand. When I make it through this hell I've been going through, there will be glory after this. I'm talking to somebody this morning that you've been through something and it's been ridiculous. But there will be glory after this. When you make it to the other side, there will be some glory after this. Because I understand everything that I'm going through, I'm going to give God some praise. On the other side, I'm going to give him some glory. How many of you know that God is worthy to be praised? Come on, let's take a look right here and give God some praise. Because there's going to be glory after the storm. Everything that you've gone through, give him some praise this morning. There will be glory after this. this man. Need a church home.